Josh Klum is running for the state Senate from District 20. Josh, please remind us why you're running.
Well, I'm running because I love South Dakota, and this is how I feel I can give back to the state that I love so much. So I do it out of a service act. I don't do it for any publicity or anything like that. I know that when my time in the legislature is done, I will fade into obscurity, and that's fine with me. I look at the boards that hang in Pierre, and there's an awful lot of people who have gone before me that I can't tell you who they are or what they've done, but they did it because they love their state and they wanted to serve it, and that's the exact same reasons I'm doing it.
What skills and knowledge would you bring to state government?
Well, I'm a current state senator, so I bring the skills of knowing how the system works and how the committee process works and how to run a meeting and all that. I know the people, and in this job, networking is important. And so I think I bring that with me. I bring the viewpoint of a farmer and a conservative, so I bring that with me as I try to weigh issues and look at each thing and balance how you decide what happens when you do that stuff. It's always something that's going to be a balancing act. You know, no one is ever going to be happy 100% of the time. And so people just have to remember that I'm human, they're human, and that we all go to peer to do our best, even though we won't make everyone happy.
What do you believe are the top three responsibilities of state government?
Well, first of all, I think balancing our budget, it's in the Constitution. It's one of the most important things we do. Remembering that the money we spend is the taxpayers' money, but also remembering that the money that needs to be spent gets spent wisely and not frivolously and on things that probably aren't needed, but to make sure the things that are needed to be funded are funded well across the board. Other things I think we have to remember is that I think that what we have to know is that South Dakota is a great place to live and work, and we have to keep doing what we can to make sure that it stays that way. And just being a good and responsive legislator is a good start in that aspect.
What letter grade would you give state government overall and why?
Oh, a letter grade over state government. I would give us an A because we have consistently balanced our budget. We have, we've paid off bonds. We fund things adequately with the money that we have without taking in more than the state government needs. So I think we've done a very good job in that aspect.
What are your thoughts on how the state should deal with prison overcrowding due to the rising abuse of methamphetamine and opioid drugs?
That will be a problem that we face for generations because the drug abuse problem is a generational problem. If we can get them into intensive rehab and get them treated that way, that's by far the best option instead of putting them in prison and basically throwing away the key where we don't really treat them in prison adequately. So I think we're going to have to figure out how much we need to spend on this because it's going to be something that has to have some priority. On the other side, in order to keep people and kids from getting into this habit, we have to figure out, and I don't know that this is even a government solution, but we have to start teaching people that there is more to life than drugs. And if you're missing something in your life, there's more out there than drugs to fill that hole. And so in order to stop this endless cycle of abuse, we have to somewhere intervene and get in there and say, hey, wait a second, let us show you that there's a better way out there. And when you do that, and a lot of it starts with parenting, so many today that we come from broken homes, and that leads to endless cycles of, and I'm not saying broken homes are will lead to bad kids, but it's one of the causes. And so we need to teach people that there's better ways of doing it. And I really think that the church has to step up and do that. That's not something state government can do. State government can help rehab people and get them help with the costs associated with that. But ultimately, it's going to have to come down to a heart change in people, and it's going to be a generational thing over a long period of time.
What changes, if any, would you like to see in the current K-12 funding formula?
Well, I know that the current funding formula, it's funny. Some small schools it's helped, like Ethan is doing great, and Plankinton struggled with the new funding formula. So I think we just have to keep listening to the small schools and trying to find what works best for the large ones like Mitchell and the small ones like Plankinton. And it's going to be something that's going to have to be tweaked for a long time. Can I give you specifics right now? I can't. But I just know we have to keep the dialogue open as we continue to work on this.
What would you propose to increase transparency in state government?
Well, first I'd like to know What can't people find now that they need to know? If we're talking legislatively, I think everything we do is open. I know if we're talking the different bureaus or the different agencies in state government, I believe most of the, what they spend and take in is on the OpenSD website. If there's something that somebody can't find, I guess I need to know what that is, and then I can propose what we need to do to change it. When we talk about the transparency problem in PEER, I really struggle with that because, like I said, I think everything the legislature does is there. People will talk about our closed caucus and how our arms are being twisted, and that's just not happening. And they say, well, the Democrats have an open caucus. Well, that's true. You know, in the Senate, there's six of them right now. They have an open caucus, but all they have to do when they're done is go into their office, and those six of them can be, then they'll have a closed caucus, and no one even knows they're having it. So the caucus is simply a place where we can discuss without, you know, fear of saying something stupid, basically, and we can get our thoughts out. And then we come to the floor, and we still have an honest debate. We still discuss what needs to be done. And the decision, no one in caucus has ever said, I need to know how you're going to vote right now on this in caucus. You know, we just have a discussion there. So I think that's a good thing. But as far as transparency in government goes, I need to have someone tell me, what can't you find right now that you need to know?
What is your definition of corruption?
My definition of corruption is known criminal behavior. When you know what you're doing is against the law. And so really, that's my definition. It's known criminal behavior.
If elected, what committee assignments do you plan to seek and why?
Well, I plan to continue to serve on the Ag Committee. That's one of my favorite. I will probably continue to serve, if I am able to, on the Education Committee. I've enjoyed that one as well. I have been on Health. I think this year I'm going to, if the scheduling and all that works out, and if I could swing it, I might try to get on Transportation or maybe Commerce.
What are your thoughts on enacting a state corporate and or personal income tax? Why or why not?
Absolutely not. I believe that an income tax is basically penalizing with a stick, whereas why would you go work harder if they're just going to take more of your money? You know, I like taxes that are more fair, and I believe the sales tax is a more fair way. It's basically you can choose what you want to be taxed on by what you purchase. So I would never be in favor of an income tax.
What are your thoughts on expanding Medicaid?
Absolutely not as well. We have such a small number of people that are able-bodied and able to work. I don't think we need to do that right now. There's programs and stuff out there to help people if they need the help.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge facing state government in the next 2 years?
Well, I think the meth problem will be one of the biggest ones we have to face. And then, of course, just the overall economy. If crop prices remain depressed, money's going to be a little tighter. And so it's just going to be the fine line of making sure the money that we have is spent wisely and across the board on everything from education to prisons to taking care of people, which is the two largest categories.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to thank everyone for the support you've given me in the past, in my House race and in my first Senate race. It's been an honor, a deep honor, to serve you as your senator. And I just hope that I will be able to do that again and do a good job for everyone.
And we've been visiting with Josh Klum. He's a candidate for the state Senate from District 20.